is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. The Federal Reserve has cut a key interest rate. Fed Chair Jerome Powell.
Today, the Federal Open Market Committee decided to lower our policy interest rate by a quarter percentage point. We also decided to continue to reduce our securities holdings.
CBS's Jill Schlesinger.
The Fed acknowledged that job gains have slowed and that the inflation rate has moved up and remains somewhat elevated, but really focused on that lower job growth instead of rising inflation to justify that quarter of a percentage point cut.
Correspondent Ed O'Keefe is with President Trump in London, where the news will be welcome.
It comes amid this trip that the president is on, a pretty good day for him, and this is just going to add to the goodness of the day. The White House has been calling for this. Of course, the Federal Reserve is independent from the White House, from any president, but the inevitable now has happened, at least the inevitable in the minds of the president, and again, likely to argue that it's too little too late.
On Capitol Hill today, fired CDC Director Susan Menares said Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy gave her the boot because she wouldn't pre-approve vaccine recommendations. Recommendations from a CDC panel. That panel is expected to vote on new guidelines this week. Kansas Republican Senator Roger Marshall.
Would you agree with me, though, at this point in time that you're not the right person for this job?
If I am put in a position of having to say I will cede the scientific integrity to retain my job, then I am not the right person for the position. I believe that we must have science and evidence to support the best decisions for our children.
FBI Director Kash Patel was also back on Capitol Hill today answering more questions about the Epstein files. Democratic Senator Eric Swalwell.
Did you tell the Attorney General that Donald Trump's name is in the Epstein files?
The question has been asked and answered.
You have not answered it, and we will take your evasiveness as a consciousness of guilt.
More than 50 people have faced federal charges in Washington, D.C. during President Trump's emergency law and order surge that began last month. 11 of those cases have already been dropped. Jim Krasula reports some federal immigration tactics are also under scrutiny.
U.S. Customs and Immigration Enforcement put more than 10,500 people in solitary confinement from April of last year through May of this year. That's according to a new study from Physicians for Human Rights and the Harvard Law School. From February to May of this year, the number of individuals placed in solitary confinement by ICE increased by an average of nearly 7% per month.
On Wall Street after the Fed decision, the Dow soared up 229 points. The Nasdaq and S&P are lower. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems, the best in the Midwest. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Almost 8.5 million gallons a year. That's how much water Microsoft's data centers in Mount Pleasant are expected to use. That's all according to a WPR report. The information was released after environmental groups sued the city of Racine for withholding the water use records. Racine officials say the delay was to review confidentiality agreements, but the data is now public. The data center construction is ongoing, and the water use falls within Racine's legal allowance to draw from Lake Michigan. Microsoft plans to finish the first phase by the end of 2026. Someone died this morning at the Palermo Pizza Factory on Milwaukee's southwest side. Investigators are still looking into what happened. The person's identity has not been released. Palermo says in a statement that it was a tragic workplace accident, and they promised to cooperate with officials and help the family and employees. Kenosha County Sheriff David Zerner announced his office won't join the ICE 287 program, which would let local deputies handle immigration enforcement. The sheriff's office does still cooperate with ICE as required by law. They currently have 24 inmates on immigration detainers. Some businesses in Racine County can apply for economic injury loans from the SBA after last month's storms. The loans help businesses recover and are available in several counties. Kenosha County is not included. And international arrivals will be improved with a $95 million project now underway at Mitchell. The goal is to expand capacity at the airport to handle 400 international passengers an hour. That's triple the current rate. Construction is expected to take a couple of years. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Badgers try to regroup. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. College football. After losing to Alabama, the Wisconsin Badgers hope to bounce back when they host the 3-0 Maryland Terrapins this Saturday. Badgers head coach Luke Fickell on trying to turn around the program in the NIL portal transfer era.
Whether you're playing with three redshirt freshman offensive linemen or, you know, a lot of guys that, you know, their first time playing together with us, we have to make sure that we aren't just focused on the destination. Saturday will take care of itself.
NFL, the Packers have their first road game this week. Safety Xavier McKinney says they can't overlook the 0-2 Browns this Sunday in Cleveland.
I still think they got a good team. I think if you look at their roster of who they have on their team or what they can do, they got a lot of talent. It can turn around quickly for them.
Baseball, it's the Brewers and Angels tonight in game two of that series in Milwaukee. Brandon Woodruff gets the start. Last night, Freddy Peralta pitched six innings, allowed just one run, two hits, 10 strikeouts on the way to a 9-2 victory for the Crew. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
The cold weather will be here before you know it. Don't wait until frost and ice put your concrete plans on hold. Let the experts at Conventional Concrete Systems make your concrete great again. Sidewalks, patios, driveways, with unmatched skill, precision, and a finish built to last. Trust CCS, the best in the Midwest, because your home deserves nothing less than solid craftsmanship. Find them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 today before the weather turns bitter cold. In loving memory of Don Halber.
Today's writing forecast is brought to you by Hog Lawyer, the lawyer who rides at hoglawyer.com. This is some of the best riding weather of the season, but pay attention and be careful out there because unfortunately there have been a lot of unnecessary motorcycle accidents lately. And if you should ever be the unfortunate victim of any kind of accident, call a Hog Lawyer immediately at 888-999-6644. He's the lawyer who rides, and with over 45 years of road-tested experience, he's definitely the guy you want on your side to protect your rights. Call him today or visit him online at hoglawyer.com.
Still staying unseasonably warm today with temperatures soaring to the low 80s. And with clear skies tonight, lows stay mild to the mid-60s. And tomorrow, plenty of sunshine, slightly cooler, highs in the mid-70s. All even more for Friday, down to about 70. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 76.
Hang on, Snoopy, Snoopy, hang on. Hang on, Snoopy, Snoopy, hang on.
Snoopy lives in a very bad part of town.
Racine's home for local news and time. Let's say it's WRJN. And what are you looking for in your mate? When you're in the dating game, it can feel like your every move is being analyzed. Potential partners are looking at how you dress, how you talk, how you interact with the world. Generally, they're looking for your habits to coexist in harmony with theirs. But as it turns out, there's one factor that tends to be a significant point of contention with couples, and that's driving. Whether it's for safety reasons or because it shows an unsavory side of someone's personality, in the survey, nearly 56% of people said they would not date a bad driver.
Radio Park to Johnson Park. Local news and timeless hits.
From where she got a name.
is as sweet as the punch.
Hey, it's WRJN, where the Friday night tradition continues this week as we bring you more high school football action. Dick Graceffa is going to call the game between Cudahy and Racine Lutheran this Friday night. Pregame at 6:40, kickoff at 7:00. High School Football brought to you in part by Main Street Bakery and by Lee's Deli. You can find the whole schedule online at WRJN.com.
Keep your swing sharp all year long at X-Golf Kenosha. The two-person fall league kicks off the week of September 15th. It's six solid weeks of various 18-hole rounds. And don't miss the brand new three-person winter league starting the week of October 27th. 8 weeks of intense nine-hole stroke play. Prove you're the best on the green and secure your spot now. Space is limited. Go to xgolfkenosha.com or visit them on Facebook or Instagram for all the league details. Get in the game today at X Golf Kenosha.
If you like to ride, this is some of the most enjoyable weather of the year. The temps are cooler and the scenery is just about as beautiful as it gets. But make sure that you keep your focus on the road ahead, because a motorcycle accident can happen in a split second. And if you should ever be the unfortunate victim of any type of accident, phone the Lawyer Who Rides, the Hog Lawyer, at 888-999-6644. He's definitely the guy you want on your side. Call or visit him today at hoglawyer.com.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Looking to give back to your community? Visit VolunteerWisconsin.org to find volunteer opportunities near you. Join us in celebrating United Ways Month by getting involved. Visit VolunteerWisconsin.org or contact your local United Way today. Paid for by United Way of Wisconsin.
Get ready to go for the green and gold on WRJN. Listen each weekday for the keywords to text for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize, 2 indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay. Just download our free Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7 for your chance to win in our multi-state contest. For complete rules, go to civicmedia.us. Our goal for the green and gold sponsors are Royal Construction, Building Dreams Together, and Vessel Services, roofing repairs and replacements that restore peace of mind.
Come on.
With your red dress on.
Come on.
You look so.
1962, it's the Four Seasons and Sherry on WRJN. Good afternoon, it's Kurt Vollman. You know, that song was originally titled Terry, but the record label didn't like it. They tried Jackie, they tried Perry, finally ended up on Sherry.
Helping anyone.
news and timeless hits from the Beatles on WRJN. Well, if you're short on time but you love the hits, catch Rick Johnson's Capsule Countdown Saturday mornings at 8:30 and again at 9:30. It's a fast-paced minute of timeless classics built around a year, a theme, or a topic. All right, let's get you into that WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. State Senator Van Wongard says he hasn't decided if he'll run again. The 21st District Rep issued a statement yesterday as Racine Transit Director Trevor Young announced his run for the seat. Wongard says he expects to make a decision on whether he'll run for re-election by the end of the year. The 73-year-old Republican lawmaker said Democrat Young will vote in lockstep with everything the Democrats stand for, from raising taxes to allowing boys and girls locker rooms. Young held the announcement event yesterday alongside current lawmakers, including State Senator Kelda Royce and Dora Drake and State Representative Angela Cruz. He said at the event and in his campaign video, the current state of affairs isn't effective.
For far too long, the status quo has neglected us in Madison. Defunding public schools and local governments, hoarding taxpayer dollars instead of investing in our communities.
The 21st District was redrawn. It now includes the north side of Racine, Caledonia, Raymond, and parts of southern Milwaukee County. The answer to the question about how much water the Microsoft data center will use has been answered. According to a report on WPR, water use for the Mount Pleasant data center could be as much as 8.4 million gallons a year. The information was released after environmental groups sued the city of Racine for withholding the water use records. Officials say the delay was to review confidentiality agreements. Environmental advocates pushed the city to share the information, which had been delayed due to contract reviews with Microsoft. The water use does fit under Racine's approved water diversion from Lake Michigan. Microsoft expects to be done with phase one next year. The goal is to improve the intake of international travelers. Milwaukee's Mitchell International Airport has started a $95 million project to modernize and expand its international travel capabilities. The new Concourse E terminal will replace the old International Arrivals terminal, nearly tripling the passenger capacity to handle 400 international arrivals an hour. Milwaukee County Executive David Crawley says the upgrade will boost international connections and economic growth for the area. Construction is expected to finish by 2027. The work is funded by airport revenue, bonds, and federal support. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
Customers throughout southeastern Wisconsin are excited about Building Waters' incredible $59 furnace tune and clean special.
Hey, wait a minute. I still have a warehouse full of air conditioners that gotta go to make room for the 2026 model furnaces. Call us today for substantial end-of-season savings on all AC models. Call Building Waters at 262-989-1001. That's
262-989-1001.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Occasional cloudiness for tonight, staying mild with lows in the low 60s. Mostly sunny and a nice day again for tomorrow, highs in the upper 70s. And a partly cloudy sky on Friday, highs in the low 70s. Some rain possible Friday night and Saturday. Right now it's 76.
Wagon of a traveling show. My mama used to dance for the money they'd throw. Papa would do whatever he could. Preach a little gospel. Sell a couple bottles of Dr. Good. Gypsies, tramps, and thieves. We'd hear it from the people of the town. They'd call us gypsies, tramps, and thieves. But every night all the men would come around. Lay their money down. Picked up a boy just south of Mobile. Gave him a ride, filled him with a hot meal. I was 16, he was 21. Rode with us to Memphis. And Papa would have shot him if he knew what he'd done. Gypsies, tramps, and thieves. We'd hear it from the people of the town. They'd call us gypsies.
down. Never had schooling, but it taught me well with its smooth Southern style. 3 months later, I'm a gal in trouble, and I haven't seen him for a while. Oh, I haven't seen him for a while. She was born in the wagon of a traveling show. Her mama had to dance for the money they throw. Grandpa do whatever he could. Preach a little gospel. Sell a couple bottles of Dr. Good. Money down. Gypsies, tramps, and thieves. We hear it from the people of the town. They call us gypsies, tramps, and thieves. But every night, all
local news and timeless hits from Cher on WRJN. Good afternoon, it's Kurt Vollman. Well, in Spain, a burglar got inside a medical clinic and pretty much spied a large cushioned chair. He decided to try it out before continuing to burgle the clinic. Two cops woke him up less than an hour later.
Goes by, still the children cry.
Timeless Ads, WRJN. Well, you can get the week's biggest stories, local business features, and WRJN updates straight to your inbox. How? Sign up for the WRJN weekly newsletter. Do it now for free at WRJN.com.
Falling in love.
Timeless Hits, WRJN. Do you find yourself caring for an aging loved one? You're going to want to check out the Aging Well Expo. It's coming up on Tuesday, September 30th at Fountain Hills Banquet Hall on Durand Avenue. It's Tuesday, September 30th from 2 to 6 p.m., and lots of vendors are going to be on hand there to help seniors and their families navigate the many services available to help seniors stay active and healthy. If you want more information about it, you can check it out at RacineCountyEye.com.
It's the annual WRJN Big Deals Fall Sale. Now through midnight, take an extra 15% off your whole order. No promo code, no gimmicks, just massive savings on already discounted gift certificates from your favorite local spots. Supplies are limited, and when the clock strikes midnight, this sale disappears. Go to WRJN.com right now, click the Big Deals banner, and save big with the WRJN Big Deals Fall Sale.
At Papa John's, get your everyday favorites for just $6.99 each when you order two or more items from the Papa Pairings menu. When you order more, you save more. Choose from medium one-topping pizzas, boneless or traditional wings, papadillas, breadsticks, cheese sticks, garlic knots, and desserts. It's easy to order all your favorites when they're just $6.99 each. So the next time your friends come over to eat your food, check out the Papa Pairings menu to save. Better ingredients, better pizza. Papa John's.
The cold weather will be here before you know it. Don't wait until frost and ice put your concrete plans on hold. Let the experts at Conventional Concrete Systems make your concrete great again. Sidewalks, patios, driveways, with unmatched skill, precision, and a finish built to last. Trust CCS, the best in the Midwest, because your home deserves nothing less than solid craftsmanship. Find them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 today before the weather turns bitter cold. In loving memory of Don Halber.
Something new is waking up Racine. The new cafe, where elevated brunch and lunch classics meet a bold Mexican twist. Think fluffy, delicious pancakes, crave-worthy breakfast tacos, the daring triple threat. A menu designed to wow. Pair it with signature coffee, and you've got more than a meal. You've got an experience. Upscale, energetic, and full of heart. They're a gathering place where neighbors, friends, and visitors feel at home. The new cafe. Taste the city vibe right here at 600 Main Street, downtown Racine.
WRJN has brought you local news and now Timeless Hits 2. Coming up, CBS News at 4. Then we have a big birthday to tell you about. We'll tell you about it coming up on WRJN.
News and Timeless Hits, WRJN.
You've given me a true love, and every day I thank you, love, for a feeling that's so new. Suddenly, your lips are touching.
is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. The Federal Reserve has cut a key interest rate. Jason Brooks reports.
The Fed cut the federal funds rate for the first time since last December, lowering it by a quarter point to a range of 4 to 4.25%, and is indicating two more quarter point cuts this year. The Fed says in the statement that while inflation has moved up and remains somewhat elevated, downside risks to employment have risen, with job growth substantially weakening in 2025.
On Capitol Hill, FBI Director Kash Patel was back for more questioning by lawmakers, many focused on the Jeffrey Epstein files. Scott McFarland reports.
Patel has been pressed several times today about why he hasn't released more of the Jeffrey Epstein case files, in part because Kash Patel was calling for just that.